Blog Talk Radio.
To help save wildlife affected by oil spills, rescue workers have opened up a lot of Dawn. They rely on it because it's tough on grease, yet gentle. But even they'll tell you, Dawn helps open something even bigger. This year, Dawn is also donating $1 million to rescue efforts. Go to Facebook.com, Dawn Saves Wildlife. Find out how the little things you do can make a big difference.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Dance, dance. The simple song of life simply says you should live the world that you gave your life for every man, little boy and girl. In this quest of life, when the birds rage, I fall on my knees and say, Lord, don't take my simple song away. Simple songs of life simply says he used to love this old world that you gave your life for every man, little boy and girl. In this quest of life, when tempest rage, I'm falling. My simple song away. No, don't take my simple song away. Don't you take my simple song away. The sound that saved a wretch like me, hit me when I say my simple song away. Sounds like a two-week child. Things are gonna get easier. Yeah, Lord, don't take
Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome to Walk in Purpose with Angela. I tell you, I survived being shot point-blank range with a sawed-off shotgun May 7, 2014. I'll never forget. I'm reminded the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence estimates that 10 million people are physically abused by intimate partners each year in the U.S. alone. Additionally, the World Health Organization estimates that 35% of women worldwide experience physical or sexual violence from a partner or non-partner at some point in their lives. It's likely that a significant portion of these victims will experience mental health issues as a result of their experience. Of course, this is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and we are celebrating National Mental Health Awareness Month, especially in the brown community where oftentimes we go misdiagnosed, we go underdiagnosed. I just wanted to just touch on a couple of things. It says, it is really impossible to provide an exact number of the amount of people who suffer in silence each year from mental health issues. Mental health issues are often difficult to identify and diagnose, and many people may not seek the help due to feelings of shame or stigma. According to the World Health Organization, an estimated 450 million people worldwide suffer from mental health disorders. I tell you, I have suffered in silence for years. Didn't know that I was suffering with depression for many years. Also, suffer with PTSD after being shot. I tell you, I am definitely excited about what God is doing in this season because I had the opportunity to work with 15 amazing poets to share in this amazing book that we dropped on April the 30th, Silently Hurt Inside, Hurt No More, Finding Forgiveness. I tell you, I was excited to be able to share our words through poetry as we ended National Poetry Awareness Month and went into Mental Health Awareness Month. We dropped this book of poems. So shout out to those 15 amazing poets that decided to share their words around the world on mental health. Thank you for taking your part, sharing on tonight. But yeah, I just wanted to share that before I really jump in. But y'all know I could not start the show off without giving recognition to the WBNN. You are tuned in to the 2023 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, the dynasty, the legacy continues, the 3,445th presentation of Gozi Time Multimedia LLC. You are listening to Walk and Purpose with Angela live right here on the WBNN, the Dynasty. We are in Lagos, Nigeria. Y'all know y'all can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Y'all, tonight's topic is we survived to tell our story. I survived to tell my story. Of course, y'all know my story.
All right. Hopefully, we haven't lost Angela. I hope she didn't fall back into spirit. This show is going to be amazing. And I want to see if my lines are clear. Make sure that it's not me. Hold on one second. I'm going to be able to hear.
Share on tonight. Mr. Drummond, are you there?
All right. Hold on one second.
Mr.
We
Drummond?
Lost a little bit of... Hold on a second. Angie, can you hear me?
I can hear
Angela,
you.
Angela, can you hear me? Okay, good. We lost a little bit of audio feed. I did not hear it. Now, you said, is Mr. Drumming on here? What number is he calling from?
He's on my line.
Okay, good. Outstanding. Okay. And also, I want to clear a line to make sure that our special guest might be on this line here. Let's see. Rage, are you on the line? Rage Tebow? Okay. Maybe not. Okay. All right, we keep on moving. All right, Angie, we got it. All right, here we go.
So, Mr. Drummond, are you there? I don't know what happened. I guess he dropped off. I had a young man that has been incarcerated for the last 33 years, wrongfully incarcerated, and we're going to be talking about that word called survive. I actually wanted to share my story as I celebrate 9 years. A lot of people cannot believe that I was shot point-blank range with a sawed-off shotgun. Yeah, I should not be here. I have a constant reminder right here sitting on my right leg. And oftentimes I look at it and I just thank God, because the enemy wanted to take me out. The enemy did not want me to be able to be here to do the things that I'm doing, being able to allow individuals opportunity to share. I tell you, when you're in a dark place, and this plays a part in a lot of the different things that I mentioned as I came on tonight. We talking about domestic violence. We talking about mental health. We're talking about just being able to, you know, identify those things, because a lot of us, we don't know what they are, because a lot of coming from my family, you know, a lot of people, we didn't talk about it. You know, people brush it off as, you know, this is how that person is. This is how they are. This is how they, you know. No, this is not how they are. We need to start talking about these things so that we can get these things out in the open, because the more and more we brush it under the rug, the more and more it continues to happen, and it continues to ripple down, and it continues to be a pattern, and then it just becomes a generational curse. Well, I'm here, and I come to serve notice to my family, both sides, all sides connected. If you're in my bloodline, know that this is the end of anything to do with domestic violence, anything to do with sexual assault, anything to do with anything that is not in the will. If it's not something positive, something that's educating, empowering, and encouraging, then it do not need to be in our lives. And I'm to that point to where I can't sit and be quiet no more. I have to be that change that I desire to see in this world. Oftentimes we say we want change, but really what are we doing to bring about that change? I tell you, when I was in the midst of my darkness, and I'm probably going to be all over the place tonight, so forgive me, but this is really the first time outside of, I think I talked about it on Jerry's show, I talked about it on Andrea's show, but I really never really went deep in depth with it and still even talking about it on their shows, I still hadn't really gotten over it. I still hadn't healed. I still hadn't let go, because sometimes you say you don't let something go, you don't move on, you just, and you haven't. You're still in that place, even though you're trying to go to the next level. You're trying to move on. You're trying to get there, but you're still stuck for some reason. And I know a lot of people question, how can you even go back? How can you be this? How can you be that? Because I'm not the only one that has been involved in domestic violence, you know, and a lot of people still, to this day, they still not ready to talk about it. And then even still, people that are talking about it and sharing their stories, we still not all the way healed. And sometimes you'll never all the way get healed. It's a process. And it's just being able to trust the process, being able to know that your creator, that one that created you, that one that know everything about you, is in control. And if you would just yield, I tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited about May. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. We are currently in 121 days of prayer. We're actually, today was day 92. And I tell you, God has truly been moving. The testimonies that's just been coming through, how God has just been moving, it's just been amazing. I tell you, individuals have been healed. People have been delivered. People have been set free. I tell you, God is truly, truly moving. And I say God has truly been moving in my life, because these are things that I've seen for myself, not stuff that somebody told me. These are things that I have witnessed for myself. So I'm grateful on tonight. I'm grateful on tonight. I was wondering, Brother O, do you have a track for me?
Well, first of all, let's do this officially. And I'm so proud to even say this as your proprietor and producer. We are celebrating 3 years of Angela Thomas Smith on the radio with WBNN Beverly Nation. And we're proud of that. And that's a milestone. But however, personally, she's overcome some great, great trials. And look at what, you know, Almighty has done for her. I officially announce on this air with her here on her own show, congratulations to the 2023 International Internet Radio Broadcasting Nominee for this class. Former Commissioner, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. And I know it's one of her favorite songs. We're going to, you know, concentrate tonight on John P. Key, because I do.
We got a little song. We sing it at church. I want to sing it now. Goes like this. It says, I do. Church, why you can stand up right there where you are. Come on. I do. Oh, yes. You might not be in the church choir, but if you know it, come on, sing it with us. Hallelujah. Worship to you. I like this song. Say it again. Do yes. Now. Yeah. And your glory, I see you. For the joy in your word, hallelujah.
Yeah. shoulders you're waving at me if you don't mean it. But he's getting real good to every one of us. Said, for your goodness.
For your goodness.
Welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN Dynasty. I want to thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. I tell you, I'm reminded of that song, man. Brother O, I tell you, you always playing something. You always doing it. We actually have caller number one in queue. Caller number one, if you would tell us where you're calling from and your name, please.
Angela, hi, it's Terry Cicuto. Can you hear me?
Hey, Terry. Hey, Terry.
So, you know, first of all, hello. Second of all, congratulations. And third of all, you know, you touched my heart tonight because you did talk a little bit about it on my show and on Andrea's. And, you know, the more I think about what happened to you and where you are today, you are amazing. God is so good. I mean, he brought you through everything because you accepted him and said, help me, Lord. And he never left you, girl. And look at everything you're doing now. That's it.
And that's
Amen.
What I'm trying to get other people to understand. You know, we got to understand that. We have to understand that, right? I want people to know that we can't do it on our own.
No.
And when we move out our own way and allow him, then that's when he allows us to tinker with our destiny. You know, we hinder ourselves. We always want to give the devil credit, but we hinder ourselves a lot of times from the things that we're supposed to be moving into. And us catching up with our destiny, because guess what? Everything that we're supposed to walk into, everything that we're supposed to be, it's already been ordained. It's already been mapped out. It's waiting for us. But we don't do what we have to do. We allow things. We look at stuff in the natural, and we get caught up, and we get caught up. But Jerry,
I
appreciate you so much.
But I have to share something.
I enjoyed your show on last night.
Yes, I
appreciate what you do. You always set the bar high, and I appreciate you. And you always you bring some amazing individuals to your show with some amazing testimonies. And I'm just grateful to be a part of this network. I celebrate. This is my third year, and it's just something about that three. And is that number three just the ring in my spirit. And I can't help but acknowledge the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You know, and people oftentimes ask me why I charge $3.33 for something, and I tell them, well, you know, that was dropped in my spirit, so that's what I did. So I have to be obedient. You know, it ain't about money all the time, and that's why people got to stop thinking about these material things. Yeah, we need money to make this world go round. But we also need to make sure that everybody knows that they have a purpose in this world, that they're supposed to be doing something to impact somebody else's life, to help somebody else go to the next level in Him. But we get caught up. But, Jerry, I love you, and thank you for stopping by and sharing with me on tonight. If you would, please tell everybody exactly who you are and when your next show is.
Well, I'm Jerry Petito of the Jerry Petito Show. I was on last night, so I'm 4 weeks from last night. We're still working on Cheyenne Elliott, but she's out of the country still. We're not sure when she's going to be back, so she might be my guest in 4 weeks, okay? So we're working on that. But, Angela, again, listen to me. Everybody that's listening to this young lady here right now, please really listen to what she's got to say, because once you give it over to Jesus, He will never leave you, and she's the perfect example. God bless you, Angela.
Thank you. Thank you. We have caller number 2 in queue. Caller number 2, if you would state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, Angela. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp, and I'm calling in from Texas this evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. It's been a minute since I've called in to your show, but I wanted to let you know that I'm still in the background supporting you and just vibe in with everything that you said regarding purpose and just walking in our purpose, as well as just exemplifying, you know, the glory of God and all the things that God does in and throughout our lives on a daily basis, whether they're small or they're big and grandiose. So it's always good to, you know, just look for the silver lining in and throughout our days, because you just never know how God may be speaking to you. He could speak to you in a still small voice. He could speak to you via a human vehicle, a person, subtle cues or whatnot, because sometimes we may be in a position where we may think that God's not speaking, but if we get still and quiet and really just observe, then we could see how God is around us, because He's always omnipresent. So I just love the content that you always bring on and your guests and everything that you do, and I'm just glad to be a part of this network with you.
Well, thank you for stopping by and sharing. I'll tell you, I thank you for that. It was definitely encouraging. If you would, please tell everyone who you are and how they can support the things that you do.
Okay, everyone, I am Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp. I'm also a host here on the network. I have my next show is next Monday at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. But for those of you that are interested in connecting with me, I do have a podcast, Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, and I am on social media at Genesis Amaris Kemp. So drop in all things gems, because I truly believe each one of us was created for a purpose and we all have incredible gems to share. So don't ever let somebody dampen your light because they're afraid to see you illuminate. You were meant to shine bright like a star.
Oh, that was so sweet. Well, thank you for stopping by and sharing on tonight. We have a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legendary DJ Olasky.
He is running from the biggest of greatest thing that ever happened to me. Show some love in this house. Listen. Don't you agree? Yeah.
welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. So the topic tonight is we survive to tell our story. That is many of our testimonies. A lot of us have survived and overcame many things that have allowed us to be able to do the things that we are doing right now. You know, a lot of people see us doing these various things, and they don't see what it took for us to get there. They just see us doing it. I tell you, I want to bring my brother O on because he has definitely been an inspiration to me. And I just want to conversate with him on tonight.
Well, first of all, I'm here. I mean, you're talking about overcoming and surviving, you know, growing up in, you know, the city of Compton. You know, a lot of people say back in the day when I was a teenager, you know, growing up in the 80s, that I would be either dead or in, you know, Chino prison or San Quentin from gangbanging and doing, you know, miscreant-type things. But I always had a nuclear family that loved me. That did not support me because I remember being kicked out of my dad's house when I was 14 years old because I became a danger. And, you know, I lived really homeless, living from one, you know, gangbanger's house to another, developing different moms, you know, different dads, so to speak, that were really into the life of crippling. And how my parents really saved my life to survive to this day, moving to Philadelphia, get me out of a culture of death and destruction. And, you know, everyone knows my life, Mike, going through all that, you know, coming out, doing my thing, serving, you know, degrees. And I look at my wall, you know, master's degree. Being able to do what I do best, you know, involve myself in the music. It's been amazing. And it's still an amazing ride. Shout out to a friend of mine, a personal friend of mine who's going through something right now, Angela. And, you know, got a chance to meet him a year ago. And I was out in Hollywood on the party, and this guy shows up. And I'm like, wait a minute. I know that's not him. Wait a minute, right? So I'm like a big kid, right, Angie? And I'm thinking, you know, my ride, right, how God brought me out, right? It's Jamie Foxx.
All right.
And I'm like, I couldn't speak. I mean, I got paralyzed. I couldn't speak. I mean, you know me, I always talk. And he was just, you know, surveying the crowd, and I said, I'm not going to go over to him. He's too famous, da, 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 da. And so he came over to a friend of mine that we were sitting there. He said, what's going on, Barry? How you doing? And, hey, man, what's going on, Fox? Da, da, da. And I'm, you know, introducing my man, you know, he's out of Nigeria, you know what I mean, my man Ngozi. He said, how you doing, brother? And I said, hey, Jamie, like, you know. He said, what's wrong, man? You can't speak. I said, man, not, you Jamie Fox. And he laughed. He said, man, I see your spirit, man. Like, you know, get a humble spirit. And, you know, nice to meet you. Shook my hand. And he said, come on, man, give me a hug. And I gave him a hug. And I'm like, this is Jamie Fox. Like, what? And so I was very, very disturbed and hurt to hear that, you know, that he had a situation. I'm not going to go into it because, you know, it's not released to the media. I kind of know what happened, but I'm not releasing that. It's not my place. But, you know, he has a very serious medical condition. He's trying to overcome, Angie. And I know you're everyone out here, WBN, listening all across the world, WB Nation, please, please, whatever you do, send out prayers to our brother, all right, who was in a coma for 3 days. You know, thank God he had a wonderful daughter, support system, and he's trying to get back, man. It's very sad, you know, because, you know, Jamie's one of the most beautiful human beings I've ever met. One of the most beautiful human beings, Angie, I've ever met. And to see him suffering right now really, really, you know, it pains me almost to tears. So please, guys, just continue to keep Fox in prayer, and we hope that he can come out, like similar how Tracy Morgan did. You know, Tracy Morgan was in a coma for 10 days, and look what God's done for him. You know what I mean? So they thought Tracy Morgan's going to die, right? So we send the same prayers out to Jamie and his family in Texas and all around the country. And before Angie got lots to say tonight in her testimony, but I'm moved to play this song, which is my personal testimony. And every time I hear this song, it moves me. It spiritually paralyzes me. Because, yes, we've found fame. Yes, we've found international glory and all of those things, right? But really, he is more than anything. And I'm talking about capital H. You know, he is more than anything, Angie. And this song also is dedicated to you because I know this is what you believe. Let John right now minister to all of us around the world.
Peace and my joy that falls everywhere not for you. more than the clouds,
more
than the sky above,
more
than the flight of a mountain down, more than the brook where the waters flow,
more
than the shining moon and the midnight sea glow, more than the air that I breathe, more than anything I want, anything I need. More than my job,
Lord,
my truck or car,
Lord,
you see I'm my provider,
Lord,
that's what you are,
Lord,
more than the sweet sound,
Lord,
of a baby's cry,
Lord,
more than training a
flyby,
more than fish in the sea,
Lord,
birds in the air,
Lord,
more than friends that say, then always be there.
Oh,
welcome back, welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. I tell you, I thank Brother O for that track. I'm over here with tears in my eyes. I tell you, Jamie Foxx, he's touched a lot of people over the years. Just watching the Jamie Foxx show and just laughing, and my prayers go out to him. I tell you, we have been on the wall. Me and my crew, we have been on the wall now 92 days. We do 121 days of prayer. This is our third year doing it. I have to give a shout out to my prayer besties, which is Pamela J. Hayes and Shamiria Osborne. For the last 3 years, we have been doing 121 days of prayer, and we've definitely seen how God has been moving. We have caller number 3 in queue. Caller number 3, if you would please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
I am LaTanya Littlejohn. I am from Spartanburg, South Carolina. And Angela, I just want to say to you that you are a phenomenal host, a phenomenal woman, and a phenomenal friend, and your testimony speaks for itself. But I do understand, you know, the conversation that I did catch, and my heart and my prayers go out to Jamie Foxx and his family as well. And I would also like to shout out my podcast, which is Delayed But Not Denied, in conjunction with the Crew podcast. And again, I applaud you for your works, for the 121 days of prayer, and I just encourage you to keep going.
Amen, amen. I thank you for pressing one and coming on and sharing. I tell you, delayed but not denied, that speaks volumes within itself. That speaks something to the people, that it does not matter. You know, God's time is not our time. So when we,
absolutely,
even when we think it may be delayed, it's not even delayed. We'll never
deny.
So I thank you. I thank you for just being the change that you want to see in this world.
Absolutely.
I applaud you. So when is your show? When can we catch your show?
My shows are the second Mondays and fourth Fridays of every month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Amen. And how can we follow you?
You can find me on Facebook at LaTanya Michelle Littlejohn. I am also a member of the Crew podcast. I'm sorry.
Amen, amen. Of course, I know y'all can go over to Linktree, the Crew podcast, and check out the Crew. There's 11 amazing hosts that are a part of that amazing network. I tell you, I am honored, I'm humbled, and I tell you, it's a privilege to be able to lead those amazing individuals that have decided to be the change that they want to see in this world. So thank you, LaTanya, for stopping by and sharing. We have caller number 4 in queue. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anytime. anytime, stop by and share with us. Caller number four, you are in queue. I want you to tell me your name and where you are calling from.
Hi, I am Black Diamond. I am in the DMV area. That's the Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia area. And I, too, want to send blessings out to Jamie Foxx and his family. We have been watching him continue to grow, and our prayers are definitely out with him. And first and foremost, I want to thank God for allowing me to be on the platform with such wonderful people and having it produced by the Crew podcast. I am Basic Black After Dark, and I am on Fridays, the first and third Friday of the month. I talk about family changes, parenting styles, cultural customs, and sometimes we discuss sensitive topics. So you can catch my show after 8, After Dark.
Well, thank you. Thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. How can they follow you?
I'm on social media under Author Black Diamond. That's on Facebook. Black is spelled B-L-A-Q-U-E, Diamond. You can also catch me on Twitter, Linktree, any place with the Crew podcast. That's where you'll find me as well. I'm also on LinkedIn. And like I said, all social media, you'll catch me on Author Black Diamond or Black Diamond.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. I tell you, I am honored to be a part of the Crew podcast. They are some amazing individuals. And I tell you, anytime anybody step up and want to share their voice, guess what? I'm right there to be willing to assist them and to help them. We have a track, National Intimate Radio Hall of Fame legendary DJ Olasky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Old school rules. Put your hands on it. Come on.
back. Welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN Dynasty. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I tell you, that was great music by John P. Key. And I tell you, he has definitely been an influence on gospel. I tell you, sometimes you just be going through and that song come on, and it will just uplift you, just encourage you, and get you through. I tell you, we just have to understand. We're going back to that word, survival, because some of us have survived a lot of things. The enemy didn't want us to get to where we are. Some of us was given days to live. Some of us was put in situations where we shouldn't have survived. So I looked at that word, survival, to see what that word, survival, meant. So it was 5 definitions for that word. I Googled it, y'all. Y'all know I Googled my uncle. So I went over and I Googled. And I Googled what is survival. The first one says, survival is an act of continuing to live or exist, especially in a difficult circumstance. And that's what Carnell and Jerome and all those down there in Texas, that's what they're going through right now, because they have been given some difficult circumstances that they're having to deal with. You talk about social injustice, political social injustice is really what's going on. You got people playing politics with people's lives, and you wonder how they survive 27 and 33 years when they know they're innocent, but yet they endure these things and endure all of that they endure while they are in prison, is what I call it. I still say abolish the 13th Amendment. But anyway, the second definition for survival is, survival can always revert to the process of adapting to changing conditions in order to remain alive. Adaptation, okay? That means learning how to change, moving from where you are, and be willing to evolve, align, being intentional about those things that he's called you to. Go back to faith. Go back to faith. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, align, intentional, trust the process, and hold on to his unchanging hand. I ain't going to let it go, y'all. I ain't going to let it go. The third one, we say survival skills are techniques that enable a person to cope with dangerous or unexpected situations. And that's a lot of us that deal with things that we didn't expect. We didn't plan for this to happen, because I didn't plan to get shot. I didn't plan to attempt to take my own life. That's not something that I just sit and plan. I remember that day when I tried to commit suicide. I'll never forget. It was April 13, 1991. I just lost my mom 12 days after I had turned 16. Here it was. I had lost the most important thing that at that particular time in my life. My mom was my best friend. I could talk to her about things that I didn't think I could talk to anybody about. And when I lost her, I lost a piece of me. And it altered my life. But I survived. I'm still here. And when people say it'll get easy, I'm here to tell you that it didn't get easy. But what I did, I learned how to cope. I learned how to adapt so that I could be a survivor, so that I could survive. We have caller number 5 in queue. Caller number 5, if you can tell me your name and where you're calling from. Caller number 5.
Hi, this is Erica Moore from Littleton, North Carolina. I just wanted to say, Queen Angela, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of your energy, your thrive, how you persevere, how you are such a godly example for all. So I want to say I salute you and I love you.
Well, I thank you. I'm humbled. It is only by God's grace and his mercy, because there was a point in my life I never saw this, but God saw fit to bring me out of my mess so that I could be a living example to somebody else that may be going through, because that's what it's all about. And just what you said about me, I feel the same about you. You are amazing. I thank you, Dr. Erica, for who you are. I thank you for your obedience and your sacrifice. Thank you. If you would, please tell everyone who you are and how they can support you and where they can find you at.
I am part of the Crew Podcast with the baddest producer on the earth, Queen Angela Thomas Smith. The name of my podcast is Every's Joint, More Than a Woman. It airs every first and third Tuesday. You can find me. Excuse me. You can find me on Facebook, Erica T. Moore. You can find me on Instagram, author Erica T. 14.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. We have a track next by, of course, our international internet radio hall of fame legend, DJ Olasky.
There's an anthem we sing at the church. We want to share it tonight. Greater is he that is.
Lord, take us. We have the victory. We are victorious. I dare you to lift your hands.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela. Right here on the WBNN, you can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. I tell you, the topic tonight has been We Survived to Tell Our Story. And we have caller number 6, thank you. Caller number 6, if you would please tell me where you're calling from and your name, please.
Well, currently I'm calling from the city of Antioch, Tennessee. How you doing, woman of God?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I know that's right. Hall of Fame nominated, that is. I'm so proud of you. Definitely enjoying the show. Honest to everyone here at WBNN as well as the crew podcast. I mean, some of the ones that came on and allowing their voices to be heard and introducing themselves. I'm seeing that they're here to do a great work as well. So honest to you all. As far as survival, you know, and that's right in sync with what I've been doing for over 38 years is doing my best to do my part to get us beyond survival, but by virtue of the fact that there wasn't any way possible for us to have endured all the hell that we have been through, especially over here in the shores of America and various parts of the world, if we wasn't who and what we are. And to me, that's nothing less than a miracle in itself. By virtue of the fact that we are able to interact and adapt and adopt to so many different situations and still be here is nothing shy of a miracle. So I like to give thanks to us being who and what we are. And as I like to say, by thanks of by way of all in all, of course. So now being able to take on the task and accepting a lot of the stuff that we have went through and what we're going through now and getting beyond the point of survival, that's the next focal point that we all should be looking at. And that main focal point is our overall liberation. Okay. So anyway, I am also a host of this great company of WBNN. And as always, when your show ends, mine begin. And I'll be celebrating. Hold up. Matter of fact, you also celebrating, aren't you? For, what is it, 3 years?
I am 3 years on this marvelous network.
Yes, yes, yes. So I definitely take a bow and pay you the most utmost respect. And you have been a heavy hitter for us at WBNN, as well as the rest of the world. So I know a lot of people might want to listen to the rest of the show, but my show is coming on tomorrow, and I'll be celebrating 6 years with our great company. And along with my show of 6 years, I also will be honoring all mothers. And there are three types of mothers that I will be mentioning tomorrow. And one of the three, you don't necessarily have to be a female in order to be one of those mothers. But for more detail, you definitely want to tune in tomorrow night at 9:30, okay? My tribal name is Huni Barkatun, and my pen and stage name is Master Tar, Magic Man Haru. Love you with the heart and soul of me. I'm proud of you. Keep raising the bar, okay?
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, thank you. I definitely will be tuned in on tomorrow, and I want to encourage you guys to come on back and tune in and listen. We have caller number 7 in queue. Caller number 7, if you could please tell me where you're calling from and your name, please.
Yes, my name is Minister Alma Thomas. Hello. And I'm calling from Amityville, New York. And I'm a part of the Crew podcast, and I want to just say to Queen Angela, I just thank God for you. I thank God for the things that you do. I thank for how you allow God to use you, and it's not for filthy lucre, but you really have the heart of people at your heart. You have a zeal for souls and to see people succeed in this industry. You don't, there's competition, but with us, there's no competition. Each of us is rooting for each other. So I just want to celebrate you on tonight. The name of my podcast is Live Again Podcast. And tonight, as we're talking about survival, everything that I've gone through thus far, I'm ecstatic to say that with God, I'm still here. I'm a survivor. I'm still holding on to God and the promises that God has given me, despite what obstacles I have to jump over, what hurdles I have to go around. I am still holding on to the promises of God and waiting for the manifestation of God to come alive in my life. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do.
Wow. And how can individuals support what you do and follow you?
Yes, you can follow me at Alma Thomas on Facebook. And book that I'm writing is entitled Living Through a Stroke and Surviving Park Avenue. And I will be on Facebook, on my Facebook page, announcing my next project and showing some T-shirts that I have as a fundraiser. So look out for my next book and some things that I'm going to be doing too as fundraisers. So I just thank God for this opportunity again to be on your platform and just to share a part of my testimony with others to inspire them that here I am, laying on a bed, and ever since I said yes to God and started my podcast, all kinds of things have been happening, but I've been surviving through them all and still showing up and allowing God to use me. So I just thank God for the opportunity that once again that you have given us. I thank God for the Crew podcast and having a family of people who all do the same thing, but know there's room enough for all of us to advance in our individual calling. So once again, I just thank you that you don't, I'll try not to get mushy, but you don't know, especially at this point and stage in my life, how important you guys are to me, that you may not see me all the time on the page, but I stop by because I'm dealing with a lot of issues, but God is still good. God is still awesome, and I'm not going to put my purpose on pause no matter what comes my way. I won't let nothing separate me from the love of God. So everyone have a blessed, blessed night, and don't forget you can reach out to me on Facebook.
Wow. Amen, amen. I tell you, she's a true warrior. The true warrior. I tell you, you hear Brother O oftentimes mention that excuses of the incompetent. When you hear this young lady's testimony and hear how she laid in a nursing home rehab facility for 22 months after having a stroke that the doctors gave her up, said that she wouldn't make it throughout the night, but yet she's still here, yet she survived, yet she's on air, and yet she's willing to share her story, even without the use of her limbs. When some of us have the use of our limbs and able bodies, but will not get up and do what God has called us to. But from her bed of affliction, she speaks out. From a bed of affliction, she writes in books, because she wrote in my birthday anthology, and that's when I realized that the woman was in the rehab facility. She didn't open her mouth and didn't say nothing to me until after the fact. after she wrote in the book. I tell you, God moving, he's moving, and then we have to see it. We have to see it. We have caller number 8 in queue. I tell you, I get excited. We have caller number 8 in queue. Caller number 8, if you would, please, state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your wife used too much toilet paper and she forgot to flush, but she cursed you out by crumbs near the toaster. What's good?
How you doing, brother?
Absolutely wonderful. How about yourself tonight, Miss Angela?
I can't complain. Any day I'm on this side with the use of my limbs and able to do something to impact lives, I'm good.
That's what I'm talking about, because you know that's what we need. We need limbs to work so we can build bricks and stand sticks. But Clever One wanted to say a few things in regards to what's going on this show, this wonderful show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Clever One been through some wars and some misfortunes and calamities, you know what I mean, where I had to understand that had I not went through these things, you know what I mean, I would not be Clever One as I am today. You know what I'm saying? Standing firm, building these bricks and standing sticks and helping others do the same. You know what I'm saying? Because if I didn't go through these hardships, you know what I'm saying, who would I be on this battlefield here? Because this is the war against the Shaitan. Danny Adam, yes, we are the children. You know what I'm saying? On this earth, you know what I'm saying? We on here and we fight these battles. And know this, people. You know what I mean? God places, he pleases one or two things in which you fall upon misfortune and hardship. Either he wants to test you with something because he knows you're good and he wants good for you. So he wants to test you with a hardship or a calamity so that you can practice patience and perseverance with this thing. Because when you practice patience and perseverance with these things, verily there's a greater and bigger reward for in which he will replace for this hardship. For every hardship is two reliefs. People need to know that part, you know what I'm saying? Or the second degree of it could be this. Calamities and hardships could befall upon us because of misfortunes could fall upon us because of these are things or forms of punishment in which we need to be admonished with. Verily, God decrees things upon us in which befalls upon us that is decreed for us not to miss. And verily, he decrees things in which we miss and which is not meant to befall upon us. You know what I'm saying? Verily, the ink is dry. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? So we have to understand these things. These are our roots. And know this, how spoiled would we be had these things not happened to us? You know what I'm saying? How on a high chair would we be? How with a bit would we be? How with a binky in our mouth would we be had these things not happened to us? You know what I'm saying? So some of us are the soldiers who have to go through the hardcore war so that we can guide others. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your son ordered PS Plus downloads on your debit card while he was playing Fake Sick. Hooky in school, check your satellites.
And when is your next show, Clever One?
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Clever One will be appearing on every third Wednesday of this month. I will be coming on the third Wednesday of this month. Woo Wednesday. Shout out to Old Dirty Bastard and his son out here screaming on stage.
We have a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, DJ Olasky.
Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. We have caller number 9 in queue. Caller number 9, if you would state where you're calling from in your name, please.
Hi, Angela. Hello. Tiana speaks, and I'm calling from Jersey. How are you?
Hi, Tiana. I'm okay. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good. I'm good. There's a few things I just wanted to say to you. First, I just wanted to tell you how amazing you are, just as a person, and just your spirit is so wonderful. I don't know if you know this, but April 13th is actually my birthday, so it's interesting to hear about your story in 1991.
Hello?
I wanted to say something to you. I don't know what that is. I wanted to say something to you. Can you still hear me?
Angela.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I hear someone else. So I wanted to say something to you about what you said about your mother. And I'm going to say this on air just because I feel like it's important for me to share. So I don't know what type of relationship. I don't know what the noise is. Like, that's not coming from me, that noise. I don't know what that is. But the importance of the relationship that you had with your mother.
Hello?
That's okay, Tiana. That must be somebody on Angela's line. I cleared that out, so I want you to be able to speak clearly and freely. Go ahead and do your thing.
I wanted to tell you, to speak to you about your mother. So the thing is, I've always tell people when they tell me about their mother, their father, how they miss them. Like, for me, growing up, I didn't have a great relationship, you know, like, with their parents. Matter of fact, the other day, I was watching, it was like maybe a teenage boy, and, you know, it was something so simple that just made me think. The boy, he might have been about, I don't know, between the ages of like 14, something like that, and his dad, like, at the restaurant, bit a piece of his away. I'm just like, to me, I never had that relationship, like, with my parents. You know, like, my relationship is better now, and it was only 2 years ago that my mother and I actually got better. We're not perfect, but at one point, I never knew what it would be like if I lost my parents, to know, to grieve or feel that, because I didn't have that type of relationship with them. So know that you are blessed to even have felt that, the love of, you know, your mother, you know, and look at who you are and who you've become. So I also wanted to say something about the use of your limbs. I think people don't appreciate certain things because me personally, I was in a wheelchair before and I walked with a cane for 3 years. If you look at me, you will never know that. You will never, ever know, you know, that I'm in pain 24/7 either because I don't really show it. But I realized that a lot of times we have a lot of power and a lot of people in the hospital are laying in there. They can't move. They can't speak. We choose to speak. We choose to speak negativity a lot of times. We choose to put people down. We choose to judge and not try to understand. That's a lot in itself, what we can do with our hands, to touch, to hug. Instead, people are doing a lot of violence instead of loving and showing the love that they can show from their hearts, you know. And I just feel like this world would be so different. People actually took the time and just sat back and looked at engaged situations from a loving standpoint, not a judging standpoint, and understood your the breath that we come that comes out of our mouth is so valuable. The syllables that we formulate out of our mouth and the sentences that come out of our mouth can give power to people. It can give power to children. It can give power to adults to actually change their life. Think about what your mother was to you and what you're doing now to affect the lives of over 20-something million people on this network because of the person who was so important to you. And I'm not saying that you should not, you know, be shouldn't have been able to grieve or anything like that, but just know that even in your pain, you are blessed, and I want you to know that. And you are wonderful. I love you, and just keep being amazing. And I want to say my show is on May 5th, 9:30, and I will be talking a lot about morality. So tune in.
Well, I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. You definitely touched on some major things, I tell you. I never in a million years thought that my mother would not see me grow up and get to see me experience a lot of things that I'm experiencing now. I thought a lot of the things that I talked about with her, I thought that she would be around for me to be able to experience them with her. But she's not here in the physical, but her spirit lives on. Often people tell me how much I resemble her or just little things. One day I was sitting in my room and my sister just came home with a little plaque with a picture of her on it with a poem. And it just spoke to my heart, just spoke to my soul, just reminded me that my mother was not gone, even though she was gone in the physical. You know, sometimes we just have to understand, you know, where we are. And I thank God for where he has me. I thank each one of those amazing women that is a part of the Crew podcast that did not think it robbery to call in tonight and support and to share. I tell you, they are some amazing individuals, and just to hear their stories and to hear their journey, because we all have a journey. We all have a reason why we are placed here on this earth. You will oftentimes hear me say that we didn't get dropped out of the sky, but we were strategically placed here because we have a purpose. I thank him that he allowed us to enjoy life. When was the last time that you truly loved on someone? When was the last time that you inspired someone? And when was the last time that you allowed the fear of God to activate your faith and to push you into that next level? When was the last time you educated, empowered, or encouraged someone to come out of their now? I ain't always had someone encouraging me or rooting for me. I desire to be the change that I want to see in this world. So if I want change, I have to do something to activate change. It's not just going to happen. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and allowing me to share my journey. 9 years, I survived. That number five, it says, survival is a fundamental concept in many areas, including biology, psychology, and economics. Survival is how a lot of us characterize our life. I'm grateful that I survived to be in the now, to be in this season, to be able to be a living example. I thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. It is now Ngozi time.
My praise in my mouth,
wiping my mouth, and the Lord in my head.
Talk about you. Believe in yourself, and you would win. To see what's happened at WBNN, to see my mentorship toward this wonderful individual that is Angela Thomas Smith, who now is a general managing partner of her own network, 11 hosts that she provokes around the world with the Crew podcast. It makes my heart glad. She was willing to listen and be guided by my tutelage. And to see her win is one of the greatest gifts I've ever had in broadcasting. And I want to thank her for what she's done for me, giving me strength to go on. To hear the people on the podcast talk about family and no egos, it's so important. It's so important because we have the opportunity around the world as broadcasters, no matter what position and platform you have, to win within, to be great on purpose, to never give in to excuses, for they are from the incompetent, for us to be together. Sometimes we don't always agree. Sometimes we might get into arguments, but we are family. The world wants to destroy Beverly Nation, just like it wanted to destroy it in 2013. But at that time, we had 8 great hosts. They didn't care about numbers, didn't care about championships, didn't care about accolades. We have been so blessed as a network to be recognized around the world, historically with awards. And this young lady is one of them. The gift of being a CEO is the gift to learn from your hosts, but also the gift for the host to learn from the producer. Congratulations to the 2023 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee. Hitting criteria tonight, Ansela Thomas-Smith. And congratulations on her 48th WBNN Beverly Nation All-Time Connection Record, honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence in championship and 9th consecutive. What a outstanding performance from the fastest-pacing host in the history of our network. She has another chance in June to hit double-digit connection records for the first time in her career at Beverly Nation. Tomorrow night, we come back on with Huni Bakatun, and we will wear you in his 6th anniversary with Beverly Nation. How about that? 6 years for the great Magic Man Haru. The 2022 Lifetime Achiever for the International Radio Hall of Fame and the 2020 Enshrinee for that same hall. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising to engross the time multimedia with Pinterest and Google all around the world, right? And, of course, Instagram and Twitter, and then engross the underscore time. Ola Dolly Malema goes here at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ola Day Lay Down goes with mygmail.com, and I am your mama and father's favorite producer, Ola Dolly Malema, and goes here saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that supports us on a constant basis. Before I go into final conversation around the world, before you get a chance to hear Ansela Thomas-Smith, for the next 2 minutes, I want my reigning commissioner to have final words to celebrate her championship. And also officially celebrate her nomination to the International Radio Hall of Fame. Our 5th reigning commissioner, the 2022 WBNN Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award recipient, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Wow, yes, yes, yes. Congratulations, Angela. I am so very proud of you and also so excited for you. And what a wonderful night, wonderful show. And, you know, hey, it is May, everybody. It is Women's Month, Women's Health Month, and it's Mental Awareness Health Month. And it's a good month, the beginning of May. And just continue to do what you do, Angela. And, you know, the sky's the limit, and God is awesome. And, Brother O, I loved the music tonight. I was in here getting my praise on. And again, thank you so much, Angela, for such a wonderful show. And let me stop talking because the time clock is ticking.
Thank you, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. And so many accolades. We take it back now to how Beverly Nation started. We are a mentorship. We are here to help our hosts go to another level. Outstanding. I'm moved tonight. I'm encouraged tonight. For all this listening, I still say, and we can prove it, We are the greatest internet radio network of all time. You want a motto? Listen to WBNN. All new podcasts. All old podcasts. Again, we are the greatest internet radio network of all time. And now back to the chief and general managing partner of the Crew Podcast, the 2023 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Angela Thomas Smith.
Well, I want to thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. I tell you, that word survival and us being able to survive some of the things that we've been through. I want to thank everyone that called in and supported on tonight, especially my family over at the Crew Podcast. I thank Brother O for being a example for us and giving us the opportunity to just be who we desire to be. He gave us the opportunity to voice those things that we're passionate about. If there's something that you're passionate about, don't sit down. Be intentional. Step out on faith. Understand what that word faith means. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Align with the word. Be intentional about those things that he's called you to. Understand that tests, trials, tribulations will come, but you got to trust the process. Hold on to his unchanging hand, because guess what? He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's you that has to do the changing. So be the change that you desire to see in this world. I love you guys. I'll see you guys back here in 4 weeks. Actually, I'll be back May 31st. See you guys May 31st. Love you guys. Be blessed.